Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
There was an act tonight that went down in a burning ring of fire. Stay tuned, you're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? We are here at the quarterfinals week two, here on AfterBuzz TV, recapping America's Got Talent. I'm excited about today's episode because it was a very questionable episode. So, yeah, don't go anywhere. We have a great show for you guys. We have Simon's Golden Buzzer tonight. Like I just said, some questionable acts that we're going to be breaking down. And we have a special segment, news and gossip, you know, all that juicy stuff. So, everybody say hi to my co-hosts. We have Rachel Swidler and Antoine Baines is back with us in the studio. We have missed you.
Yay. I miss you guys, too. It feels good to be back. I don't want to do too much, so I got to tame myself tonight.
Yeah, we're excited to have you back because, you know, we always have some difference in opinions, but it's always good to, you know, have different opinions because we know you guys out there also have different opinions too. Sorry, I just said different opinions literally 50 million times. But so let's start off. We wanted to just kind of recap quickly who didn't make it through last week because we don't do the show on Wednesdays. So, yeah, real quick, were you guys in shock or feel any sort of type of way about who didn't make it through last week?
For me, the one act in particular, or the two acts in particular, I was upset not to see go through were G-Force and Beer Casa. So I just think I think G-Force has a lot more likability and a lot more reach than Ansley Burns does. So that's mine. I don't think the world was ready for Beer Casa. I just think they were too crazy and out there and all over the place. I just don't think that they related to the audience as well as, unfortunately, someone like an Ansley Burns. So I just think the world wasn't ready for an act like them. So I would have liked to see them, except I had G-Force and Beer Casa instead of Alex Dowis and Ansley Burns. But that's just me.
I agree with you. What about you, Antoine?
Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to finish the entire episode, but I do concur. I definitely agree that Ansley Burns versus G-Force, I probably would have went with G-Force. I did get a chance to see that clip. However, that's it.
Well, so, I mean, recapping real quick, the acts that didn't make it through were Sophie Pecora, Emerald Bells, Carmen Carter, G-Force, and Beer Casa. I liked Beer Casa, but I'm not surprised they didn't go through. I don't know how well they resonated with everybody. G-Force, I think that they have a great, like we were saying last week, Disney, between Disney and Nickelodeon, I think they'd be great for one of those channels because they are so likable and young and just a girl group that's young and coming up. And I think that they're great. Carmen Carter, I wasn't a fan of her act last week. Emerald Bells, I think we all kind of agreed on that. You know, they've always been a little questionable. They're a great talent, but, like, are they a $1 million act? No. And Sophie Pecora, I was really, really shocked about just because I feel like they hyped her up to be something that I really thought everybody would really love.
Yeah. And, I mean, I did say last week, which we'll see tonight, I felt like the judges were very what's the word that I'm going for right now? They were very, this is who we like and this is who we don't like. And I had said last week, I felt like they didn't fight as much for who they wanted last week. I felt like this week they fought harder for who they wanted to go through.
And just to add to that, it shows, too, just how in the beginning, I want to phrase the first couple of weeks when they were just the audition weeks, how lenient they were and how they regret their decisions on most of the acts they actually let through tonight. Mm-hmm. So it definitely gives them a wake-up call on just like, what was I thinking when I let them through?
No, so, I mean,
some of them definitely tonight were a WTF.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I said in the beginning. There was an act that went down in a burning ring of fire, and I kind of want to jump to that one first because they were, when I think of tonight's episode,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Honestly, that's kind of who I think of. And I'm not saying in a great way. I mean, I'm saying in a not so great way. So what did you guys think about Nick and Lindsay?
I mean, oh gosh, it was just so bad and so many mistakes and just basically a performer's worst nightmare come to life, but in front of millions of viewers. That's what this was tonight. Everything went wrong in their act. I mean, I think they stuck like maybe two knives. They put that big piece of spikes on top of him while he was singing, and she like put her foot on top of it. I was like, I don't really know what the point of this is. Just a lot of questions. I wrote down, we had two buzzes while they were actually performing. Gabrielle said, I loved when you cleaned your toes.
Like, that says a lot if that's the positive thing she has to say.
I mean, and then I had written down, no, not him, but yeah, I mean, and then the guy, Nick, about took the mic. I don't know, I just randomly noticed this, that he almost like took the mic out of Terry's hands. I was just like, that was a bit aggressive.
Yeah. Well, like, Antoine, okay. What do you have to say before I get into
my opinions? They had a better chance just honestly putting both of them against walls and just throwing knives at each other versus I don't think they thought through the entire performance. Like, it was off. I don't think it was well rehearsed. Nothing flowed. There were a lot of hiccups, like Rachel just mentioned. Only two knives actually stuck. The accidents like that and performance like that is very dangerous. So to not have it to the T, like crisp, is very just vital because he could have gotten hurt. It's more than just going home. He probably could have went to the hospital, actually lost his life. So saying all of that, it was to me, it was hard to watch and it was beyond terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote down that it was embarrassing and corny, and Simon said it was the worst live show performance in history. What I think is weird about them is like, they were laughing it off. I don't know if it was because they were nervous. I think the reason why she wasn't, you know, making all the knives, I think it was because of nerves. But they just come off as kind of like arrogant, and especially him. He just, like you said, he went and like almost grabbed the mic, and he kept, like every time Simon or someone would say something negative, he'd be like, oh, but this, like, I just don't like them. I don't think they're likable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Rich. Go ahead.
No. I was referring more to the sentimentalist, which we'll get into later. Yeah. But yeah.
See, they both confused me because
they were both, yeah.
I wrote that down. They both, when we get into the sentimentalist, actually what I want to get into next because we're on the topic of them, they both are kind of in the same league for me. They both confuse me, and I just can't.
But here's one thing about Nick and Lindsay. I think it's also the partnership, just like the sentimentalist, but also with Nick and Lindsay, it's how creative can you be? I don't think they actually push themselves to the limit on the creative side to say, we're throwing knives. Our act is simply throwing knives. From the audition to whatever week that was they went back on to right now, it was just simply throwing. How else exciting can you make that?
Like, yeah, well, they didn't step it up.
That's what I'm trying to say. And I think they completely ran out of ideas to the point to where it was just musical song, let's just kind of, it was awful.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, I'm sorry, it was really bad.
Awful.
But I want to move on to the sentimentalists while we're on the topic of them. I wrote down that they were awkward and they reminded me of Nick and Lindsay, ironically. So, Rachel, what did you think about their performance?
Well, they were the wild card, so they weren't even initially picked. Which I remember I actually was surprised when they weren't picked. I thought that there were some problems, but I did enjoy them versus some other acts, but boy was I wrong.
Last week's performance was better.
Oh gosh, this by week far. Was definitely hard to get through. It was very awkward. And this is where we were talking about the male.
He was
very arrogant, and I found him to be very annoying. And you know, one of the biggest things in this competition is your personality. As we saw last week, I hate to keep referring back to it, but we see Ansley Burns got through over a lot of other acts that I thought deserved to go through talent-wise because of her personality, of how magnetic and likable she is. These people were not likable. The girl a little bit more, but it was just overall just so bad.
They remind me of each other and their personalities a little bit too. Like, kind of talking about the arrogant man. Between Nick and the sentimentalist, the guy in there, I just feel they both are arrogant. Yeah. So that's why I just don't like either of these acts. What do you think?
Well, the guy actually was weird. You know, he made my elbow itch, man. Like, he just would do. It is one thing I did notice. The pack of the bubble gum, I guess, was a mysterious candy that he gave to Julianne and Gabby. Now, how did he guess Gabrielle's bubble gum if it was mysteriously wrapped? Because when his assistant, the girl on stage, said, "Is it bubble gum?" He answered before Gabby did, and he said, "Yes, it is bubble gum." He did that twice.
I think she was like,
and Simon,
she read her facial expressions, but also.
He kind of confirmed that a little too early. And then Simon also, when he guessed Julianne's, Simon hinted that was like, oh, was it bubblegum? You know what I mean? So it was almost like that. I got to give them the benefit of a doubt because they are the wild card. They probably had a short notice to actually.
Maybe so.
Yeah, to get ready for this. But preparation is always key. Yeah. And for this one, I also get us enough.
Ansley Burns was a wild card, and she did great. And so, you know, it's. Howie eating, I couldn't even handle him eating everything. Like, I love him, but it was just so much.
Well, it was also, I hate to be so negative because, like, the amount of preparation and this is a big deal for them. So kudos to just getting on stage and doing what you love and what you do because, you know, I can't do half of the stuff they can do. But I'll kind of say, like, Howie, I was like, he was a bit upstairs. I mean, I know the act was going bad anyways, but, like, Howie was like, I was like, you're kind of pulling attention a little bit. I don't know. I felt that way a little bit.
See, the thing is between
He's probably bored.
He was just bored during it. That's true.
The difference between Ashley Burns, though, is singing, right?
Yes, she's a singer.
So, you know, when you're the mentalist and you have to get other people involved, the audience, the judges, and you're literally playing the guessing game. That's like your talent. And how do you work that without being cheesy, corny, or drawing people to boredom? That's something that they should have did long ago before they even actually auditioned, is to prepare for what we do first, second, third. So actually, I renege on that comment about maybe they didn't have good preparation. Because before you audition, you got to have, especially when your talent involves so much other than you singing or playing the instrument or dancing, you have to be so creative. It's production, folks.
Yeah.
100%.
I agree. And I do think that production plays a big role in everything. Mm. And I think tonight, bringing it back to our first contestant, Charlotte Summers, I think she has an incredible voice. I think what kind of saved her more was her voice and kind of the backdrops. I think there was a lot of performances tonight that didn't do great, but the way that the production was helped them, like, even if it was a little bit. But what did you think about Charlotte?
I started writing down a ton of notes, but I said, at first I wrote down nice balance, and then I wrote, maybe not the best song choice. And then I said, well, save the big notes for the end. And I was like, personality not as appealing. So I kind of wrote down throughout the performance some of the things that the judges actually said in the end. But I her voice is great. And I will say a positive thing was that in other songs she has sang, I've thought that she's, remember last week when I said too much too soon, giving us 100% right out the gate. Without leaving it, giving us more of a build. I thought she had more of a build tonight, at least with the song. Mm. I felt like she built to those bigger notes a little bit more instead of, like, blasting and in our face. But,
That was a note that we both had.
Yeah.
The way she, like...
Too much, too fast, too much out of the gate, not leaving anything to the imagination. So, in that way, I thought that she really improved from past weeks. But, I mean, I definitely think she should go through. She's incredibly talented. It was not the right song choice, like they said. But, hopefully, I mean, given the acts that we saw tonight go up in a ring of fire, no pun intended, as you said earlier, I think that she has a really good chance of going through.
Yeah, I agree. I think the song choice definitely is going to affect her moving forward, simply because you get chances, and tonight was that one chance that you, once you reach the live shows, it's hard, even though the audience can be forgiving. However,
they are with Ansley, sorry.
Yeah, and that's a good point. If you're just solely on tonight, she's going through. Like, if in that class of people of 12, and I think that's how it is, right? Like, if they're just being judged on their class of 12 that went on tonight.
Yeah, it's
not
only
last week's. Okay, those 12. Okay, great. Then I think she had a great chance, but the song choice is bad. Whoever did that needed to be popped, and her voice actually saved her.
That's what I was going to ask. So they don't have a say. That's one thing I don't understand, and I would love to actually, you know, if I ever got the chance to interview them, like, I would love to ask that, you know, who chooses those songs? Like, they don't have a say in it at all?
No, I'm sure that they do.
Yeah,
I'm
they do.
Sure she's, I mean, first off, she is younger, so I'm sure it was a mixture of somebody in production and somebody, I mean, even Simon said, this wasn't your fault. So clearly production has a big hand in what song they choose. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe. So
yeah, the way he said that.
Parents.
I mean, I think she has such a more mature voice. Her vocals are powerful. I love that she took such a big song, and for being so young, she really did do a great job with the song. But even Simon said it's a terrible song choice. It's just, it didn't, it's, I wrote down that it's not a great choice for her age, and will it resonate? Will it resonate with people, especially, like, you know, with everyone, but people her age? Like, no, I didn't know that song. Like, I think she's definitely going to go through, because tonight was, like, really actually pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I think she's going to go through, but she needs to have better song choices.
Right.
That's what I think. And someone that I think actually, questionable song choice was Chris Califord. I want to hear what you guys have to say, because I know he always sings his original songs, and I think that this one was a questionable one for me, and I'll explain why after, but yeah, if you want to start off with what you think.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
I thought he was amazing. Now, some of these performances was like drinking hot dog water, but this dude right here, I can literally sit and listen to his whole album. It was an original song. It was about his, I think, the departure of his grandmother. Although Simon said that he didn't feel the emotional content, I felt connected.
Yeah.
I felt connected. And his voice was just, boy, if he was famous right now, I don't buy music and I kind of listen to the new era of things, but he has a mixture of everything that I feel like music needs today.
Yeah. Yeah, so Chris Califord, I thought he was absolutely amazing. He gave me goosebumps. The crowd was roaring in and out of his performance. And he did do an original song, correct?
Yeah. That was an original
song. So, Chris,
yeah.
I mean, his look with his beard and everything, I mean, you just don't expect that type of voice to come out of him. Chris, right?
Yeah.
So you just don't expect that type of voice to come out of him, and I thought he was absolutely amazing. I didn't agree with Simon and Howie.
I feel like the girls were on a team tonight and the guys were on a team tonight. Kind of like that's how it felt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I agree. So I think he has an insane, powerful voice. I think he did a great job. I think he killed the song. I just wasn't, like, a crazy fan of the song. So I think that when you're, I can judge him on his talent.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes, if you're not really into a song, and we'll get into that later for a couple acts that, like, I thought the songs were incredible, it really makes an act. So if you're feeling a song and their voice is great, you're going to resonate that much more. So to me, I just didn't really like the song. I think that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Everything about him is great.
Yeah.
Julian said, you don't need a band. Gabrielle said, you're a special talent. So I kind of agree with both of them. Just the only thing I didn't like was really, I think he's talented because of him writing that song, but I just didn't really, like, I wouldn't listen to the song.
Yeah. But his voice is amazing. Like, he deserves to go through.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I think he's definitely going to.
All day, every day.
Yeah, I think he's definitely going to go through. But the next contestant, Simon, hit an X, and it actually happened a couple times tonight, like, which is so crazy. Because, you know, a lot of the times the live shows, that doesn't happen. But Marina Mazzeppa, she is one of those, she's the dancer that's, like, super flexible, and she's, like, a contortionist. Like, she's insane. She's crazy. Antoine, you're saying, oh no. Let's hear your opinions first.
I mean, man. I expected something spectacular from her. I'm not saying that she got a, you know, just flip out of a cream of wheat box or anything like that, or, you know, just fold into a Nike shoe box. It's the same pattern with those type of contortionist people that you continuously see. My question again, were you thinking creatively? I know the background was very creative. That was like a Nicki Minaj concert, almost like a Rihanna type joint. Like, the background was more interesting than the entire act.
That's what I always say.
And things like that. So when she was, you know, flipping, doing the Spider-Man, I feel y'all see people do that all the time on Hollywood Boulevard. I don't impress me. But it is a little different when you're on stage facing 12 million people and you have the thought of, I need to nail this. What can I do? I don't think people are really taking that under deep consideration and to really vest their focus on that, because I doubt if she had done that, she would have performed that way. Because I like Simon said, I was bored within the first, as soon as she started crawling down, I was just like, all right, I think she's going to mess with the judges. And then there she go.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like the background too, like, I mean, I agree with you. I feel like the background upstaged her in some way. Like, I was like, I can't focus on her because there's too much going on around. I was like, I loved her last performance. Her last performance she had, I was obsessed with. She gave me Vegas vibes. I was like, I could see her in like a zombie burlesque type show in Vegas today. But this performance felt very flat for me. Random nunchucks and men dancing coming in.
I forgot about those.
And I totally agreed with Simon. I thought it was just not relatable and very dark.
So what I was going to say, I felt like she's great. She's flexible, good dancer, but she's not relatable. And I think there's a lot of better acts out there.
Yeah.
But Rachel, what do you want to tell our after buzzers?
Oh, well, I want to say thank you guys so much for supporting us. We love you so much. You are the reason that we are the ESPN of Talk TV. But for us to continue, we need your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, you can hit the thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please, please, please give us a 5-star rating, because we love you so much and we love hearing from you. And no matter where you are, just leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. We always love hearing from you guys and hearing your opinions. So AfterBuzz has been amazing for me, and I hope it's been amazing for you. So please, please continue to subscribe, hit like, stars, everything. We love you.
Thank you for that, Rachel. Now, we have a good amount of contestants left, so we're going to get into Robert Finley. All I'm going to say for myself is, he a million-dollar act? No, that's pretty much all I wrote down.
Yeah.
Let's hear what you have to say, Rachel.
I thought that the song, I thought out of the two, because there was another act that did an original song tonight, I thought out of the two, his was better. I did write down very karaoke, but better than I thought. And then they did say, would young viewers even relate? I don't know.
That's exactly my thought.
I think he's a wild card up in the air to go through, but I'm not sure.
Now, being that I am from Detroit, Michigan, shout out to my city, I got to agree with you a little, just a tad bit, you know, just a smidget. Although, watching it, I grew up off of Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, and it's like a mixture between that level, and he almost reminded me of my granddaddy trying to sing. So I take that. It didn't sound karaoke. I just don't know how much vocal range that he, you know, I don't know what he possesses.
Yeah,
so I can't. I think he's a creative writer, because that wasn't also an original song. I think the band definitely helped him out, but I think the only reason why I don't say it's karaoke is because he didn't clash with it. It was like he was playing his own song at a concert, and it went well. It reminded me of a cover band just a tad bit. So it's like I'm in between. Do I consider it $1 million? No. However, I would buy the album for my grandma.
Oh. Okay. I mean, I think we're kind of all on the same page with them. And I think the next act that I think we all are kind of on the same page with, too, is Ryan Niemiller. And he's the comedian, and he is disabled. I am not a person that really resonates with comedians well. I've always say this. I'm just not someone that really, like, it's just hard to make me laugh. I still... I think he's great. I think he's confident. I think he was one of the best of the night. How he was cracking up. I think he's great. I think people resonate with him. Me, personally, it's hard to make me laugh, but I still like him. Even if I wasn't, like, cracking up, I still enjoyed his performance.
Yeah. What do you think? I loved him. He definitely deserves to be here and go through. I loved that his opening song was, "Throw Your Hands Up."
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, the how that relates to the fact that it's, you know, all about his hands, clearly. So I thought that was really smart on his part. Club nub, he said. So I love Ryan. And I think I wrote down, thank God he came out, because we were just getting horrible act after horrible act that were just falling flat for me. And he brought up, he raised the bar. His act raised the bar.
It did. It did. At first, the first couple of lines, I was like, But being a fellow comedian myself, I gotta admit, he did. And I don't know, was it because my expectations were so low that it was just in kill switch? It was just, I was just so dead. But for him to even make me interested enough to hear the next one, the next one, the next one. And then eventually one got better after the other, after the other. And his punchline was clean. The guy's an original, man. I definitely see him making, I think him and Jackie Fab is going to go head to head.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I almost read that. I wonder, that's a good question. In the comments, what do you guys think? Do you think that Ryan Niemiller or Jackie Fad's going to get through? Because that happened last year. There was two comedians, and it was kind of like a head-to-head thing.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. And an act that the judges all unanimously loved, I think probably was like one of their favorite acts of the night, was V Unbeatable. They all agreed on that. Let's hear Antoine. What did you think about The Unbeatable?
I thought Gray almost made me say the name wrong.
The Unbeatable.
The thing about it was, I enjoyed them, and I'm also, when I watched The Unbeatable, I was so excited because they made me so happy. Look at this smile. I'm smiling from temple to temple like the Alice in Wonderland cat. The joy, the kids, and it wasn't not just the music, because I could feel the culture through it. They were doing some impossible stuff, like throwing a hula hoop high in the air and him doing a clean somersault flip straight through. Mm-hmm. It's certain things that you just have to nail, and that could have gone wrong. And in that moment, doing a live taping, it's like they had to rehearse that millions, if not billions of times to get that right every single time to be so confident to do something like that. So, man, What are they going to do next? Is my question.
What do you think, Rachel?
I mean, what they're going to do next is probably kill the game, because they were absolutely amazing. I really enjoyed them. Just like he said, with the hoops flying through it and all the sparks that went off. I mean, it was just exactly what we needed. I thought Ryan raised the bar, but then The Unbeatable came out and they raised it even higher.
Yeah.
So it was just what we needed. Thank God that they came on.
Yeah, and they woke us up.
They woke us up, and I was really excited to see them, and they will for sure go through tomorrow.
Yeah, Howie said they were the best, but he literally said, not of the night, best performance in 14 years of the show. Like, wow. See, I don't agree with that. I love them. I think they're great, but, like, this is my personal opinion. I think there's been better acts, but of the night, of this season, they're definitely, no pun intended, someone to beat. The Unbeatable. An act that I think we were all pretty unanimous on. Well, actually, I don't know if we were with you, Antoine, but Joseph Allen. And this was Howie's golden buzzer, so obviously he was obsessed with him. What did you think?
So Joseph Allen, when he first, his first audition, I actually really liked him. I think you were surprised he got the golden buzzer.
Yeah.
We were all very surprised he got the golden buzzer. I thought he was good. I thought he was great last time. I didn't think he deserved the golden buzzer, but I thought his song was very cheesy, and I was like, why do all of the songs have to be about your experience? I don't know. I was just over it by that point. I was like, we've already seen it. We've seen it before. We've seen the stories. We've seen everything. Like, it was just a little cheesy for me. He shout out his dad and people mid-song.
The whole daycare.
It was like, let me shout out my cousins and my fourth cousin and my aunt and my uncle. Like, at that point, that's what it was getting for me. I was like, was this a family tribute? Or are we on AGT to win it? Or is this just well, this is my last time on stage, so here's my family tribute.
Yeah, he called it quits before he even...
I mean, great talent, awesome. He's moving to L.A. I know how much of a struggle that is to get your footing and to know who you are as a person and not to judge yourself, which is great. The advice that Julianne gave her, not to judge... Please don't judge yourself compared to other people. Joseph Allen, amazing talent. I just don't know.
So before I get into you really quick, all I have... is two notes, because then I want to hear... because I literally only have two notes. All I have to say is Simon said it did nothing for me, exactly how I feel, and yeah, I think that's actually all I want to say.
If it hadn't been for his mother, he said he wouldn't
I want to know your opinion, because I know you were so adamant about this performance.
No, I put my headphones down.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, I couldn't even listen to it.
That's what I'm saying. You had a very big opinion on it.
Yeah, big. I thought you meant in a positive way. I'm a fan of creativity. I'm a fan of expression. Anything you want to do, do what you got to do, boo-boo. But let me tell you one thing. Don't carry yourself on America's Got Talent. I think someone took him in the corner when he got the golden buzzer. Was like, look, bruh, you ain't supposed to get that golden buzzer. You got lucky that night. And he was just like, well, let me just go ahead and do a farewell song for my mom and dad because this is it. That's just what it seemed like
maybe
to me.
So.
Are you kidding? He came out and did nothing. It was like he was in class taking attendance. My mom right there, my daddy right... Bro. Yeah.
The three judges loved him, but I'm so glad Simon is on our same page.
I couldn't even listen to the rap because it sounded too commercial. It sounded like next thing you know, he getting a prize for cleaning up his room and putting up toys. It just really sounded cheesy and not even kids bop kid like. It was like,
Well, the next act I want to get into, and I want you to start off, Antoine, because this act is another act that you really do not like, and that is Tyler Figueroa. And we all have a very split opinion on this, so that's why I want to hear you first.
Man, I'm a Taylor like it. T-I-S. Okay, that's like it is. Now, to me, he on the same level
Rachel's
as the flautist.
No, I'm fine.
Now, I'm going to tell you like this. I get it. I was unaware of the background, and I was made aware when I first watched the episode, but I stepped away. I was on vacation. I was doing some filming. So I came back, and I was a little bit detached from, because I haven't been reminded of the story until mid. Now, if we're just talking talent, he plays the violin to some audio music in the back. Help me out. Can somebody help me?
I can't help you because I don't agree with you.
Okay, so what do you got to
say? Help me understand.
I mean, I am not a violinist, but I appreciated the showmanship. I appreciated his dedication to his craft. I enjoyed the entire performance. I mean, do I think that he's the million-dollar act that's going to win? No, I don't. But comparatively, with other acts I have seen last week and this week, he's definitely one of the top acts, without a doubt.
See, okay. Do I think he's the best act in the show? No. But I think he has a lot of passion. I think he's great. I played the violin for like a year, and I quit because it was hard. I love him. I think he's great. I really do. And I think he's going to go far, and I think all he has to do is just keep working, and he's going to get better and better. He's so young.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
One question, Rich. Don't put me in the headlock.
What's up?
What do you think he could do to step? It's an inch up from this performance. What can he add?
What can he add is exactly what Simon said he could add, and that's add in a DJ. I think next week he needs to come with a Vegas DJ, a popular DJ, come up in there and kill it. I think that Tyler needs a little bit more showmanship. I think he's already got good. I think he already has good showmanship, but I think that with just a little bit more of that, like, spunk and everything, it could really take it to that next level.
Maybe add a slide on your knees, like...
So before we get into the final... before we get into our news and gossip, we just have two more acts we just want to go through real quick. We have the Light Balance Kids and Inglobal Youth Choir. What did you guys think about the Light Balance Kids?
Light Balance Kids. We were talking about how precise it needs to be. A lot of precision is needed to execute what they do, and I thought that they did it well. Great song choices.
I did
agree with Simon, though, that I thought it lacked a little bit of that wow factor that some of their previous performances have given us.
I agree.
But I still think they're awesome, and I still think they deserve to go through.
Yeah.
I think their technology is awesome. I think that what Simon said was right on. And Rachel, I agree with you too. However, I'm going to input this. They don't have to work as hard simply because they have technology. And when I watched them, I simply went back to The Unbeatable. And I noticed, I was like, man, see, if they had those outfits, see, The Unbeatable don't have those distractions. It's you see everything that they're doing. They can't hide behind that. So that's why I think that the light balance kids, that's their focus. They're hoping, like, everything they rehearse has everything to do with lights, which is, that's the purpose of light balance. But I'm going to end it on this. They have to not only be that, like, just light up, but have to add what the The Unbeatable has to make a complete, just a complete show.
Yeah. I mean, I agree more with you more, Rachel, but I do see what you're saying. Yeah. And then the last act is in Global Youth Choir. All I had was that, I don't know, it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Just with this choir, I mean, I actually think they're probably going to go through just because of there were a lot of acts tonight that were not very good. I think that the wow factor with them was much higher than someone like, unfortunately, like a Robert Finley. Like, Robert Finley, to me, is on the fence. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the youth choir, I think it's, in my opinion, I think, like, it could be one of them to take that last spot. But I think it probably is going to be the choir just because they had more of a spectacle and more of a wow factor that made you go, whoa, this is awesome. And, I mean, the judges were very passionate about them. So I think they do have a good chance to go through. Are they my cup of tea? Not 100%. I'm just not into, like, choirs. Like, I would much rather see Voices of Service.
I agree.
Yeah, oh, Voices of Service was so good, girl.
They were last week,
they
were
something
amazing
for me. Now, I also seen this group perform, I think it was the week before last, they performed Waka Waka, which is one of my favorite songs by Shakira, this time for Africa. However, because it's also the same thing I'm mentioning, from every act, what else, like, I'm just not, okay, you're here, you're at the quarterfinals, something else have to pop before I can say, ooh, like, man, that's them, that's it. I haven't seen that with them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I totally agree.
Yeah.
And now for our special segment, we are going to be getting into who we don't want to make it. And on my list, I feel like we're all going to be kind of on the same page. This is me personally, Nick and Lindsay. Did you guys have Nick and Lindsay on?
I did.
Yep.
Marina?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Finley?
I did.
I didn't.
Okay.
The Sentimentalist?
I did.
I don't know if you guys agree. I did Youth Choir.
Joseph Allen.
Oh, I want to add him too.
Well, So I had Nick and Lindsay, Marina, Robert, the Sentimentalist, and Joseph Allen.
Yeah, the last one was
yeah.
Who'd you have?
The same which I had.
What would you had one that you didn't have Robert Finley down?
Well, you know, I didn't have Robert Finley down, but I was gonna pick Tyler. But I changed my mind. So I got the same thing you
guys
have.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page. Let us know in the comments if you guys, like, who you want to go through, who you don't want to go through. See if we all kind of, like, agree on that. And then before we head out, we have a little news and gossip that Antoine Baynes is going to be telling us.
Yes, guys. Simon has more head than he has body. He went on a vegan diet.
Ooh.
And apparently has lost 20 pounds all in the neck and chest. So, congratulations, Simon. You're the man. A lot of people are kind of commenting about his looks. Guys, let us know in our comment section, what do you think about Simon's new vegan diet?
When I interviewed him last year, all I have to say is I definitely noticed he put on weight. He definitely gained weight, especially because I was so used to him from the American Idol days. But he is getting older, and I am glad that, you know, he's looking a little bit
well, like it's gone with the wind. And next, Gabrielle Union actually has a new clothing line for pregnant women. It is called the Imperfect Collection. So if you are just had a baby or you are pregnant, this would be the line for you. I think she just launched it a couple of hours ago, if not yesterday. So be looking out for that.
Oh, wow. New.
And Paula Abdul, speaking of Simon's neck loss, she comes out about their relationship secrets. You know, they go way back in the day from American Idol, and they actually hooked up. But she said...
They did? What?
Yeah, well that, hey, that's what the vlog's saying. I'm just quoting the
vlog. Okay, what'd they say?
She says, and I quote, "I would not ever sleep with Simon. He would be too busy looking at himself in the mirror." Did you try? That would be my question. But, hey, and...
I thought you said they did hook up.
Yeah, they did hook up. But she was asked, "Have you ever slept with Simon?" And she said that I would never sleep with Simon.
Oh, mean that they just did other things?
I'm so confused. I ain't trying to... Well, they hooked up. I guess they went on a few dates. They was caught, and she was just asked in the interview, "Have you ever slept with Simon?" So her answer was, "I will never sleep with him. He would be too busy. I guess he's narcissistic or something like that. He'd be too busy looking at himself in the mirror. Like he wouldn't pay her any attention."
So they didn't hook up.
So they well that don't mean you gonna okay. I don't know.
And just confused.
Howie, despite how Joseph Allen does or did, he stands firm with his golden buzzer and saying that he's the next rising star and Joseph Allen is the man to look out for.
Of course, yes. I think everyone stands by their golden buzzer. Yes, naturally. 100%. Even if they didn't think they did a good job, they're not gonna say it. So.
Well, I would. And that is the news and gossip from me, Antoine Banks.
Well, thank you, Antoine, and thank you guys for watching. We love AGT, and we're glad you guys love AGT. So let us know where we can find you, Rachel.
You can find me on Twitter at Rachie Swin or on Instagram at Rachel Swindler.
You can find me at Antoine Banks, www.antoinebanks.com, or simply different 87 on Instagram.
And you can find me on Instagram at Justine Devanna. Make sure to follow us all. We are all AGT lovers. And thank you guys for watching, and we will see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.